Yosemite National Park, from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia, http://en.wikipedia.org. Yosemite National Park is a U.S. national park largely in Mariposa and Tuolumne counties in California in the United States. The park covers an area of 1,189 square miles and stretches across the western slopes of the Sierra Nevada mountain range. Over 3 million people visit Yosemite each year, with most only seeing Yosemite Valley. Designated a World Heritage Site in 1984, Yosemite is internationally recognized for its spectacular granite cliffs, waterfalls, clear streams, giant sequoia groves, and biological diversity. About 95% of the park is a designated wilderness area. It was also the first park set aside by the U.S. federal government, and through the work of people like John Muir, was the focal point in the development of the national park idea. Yosemite is one of the largest and least fragmented habitat blocks in the Sierra Nevada, and it supports a diversity of plants and animals. The park has an elevation range from 2,000 to 13,123 feet, and contains five major vegetation zones: chaparral oak woodland, lower montane, upper montane, subalpine, and alpine. Of California's 7,000 plant species, about 50% occur in the Sierra Nevada, and more than 20% within Yosemite. There is suitable habitat or documented records for more than 160 rare plants in the park, with rare local geologic formations and unique soils characterizing the restricted ranges that many of these plants occupy. The geology of the Yosemite area is characterized by granite rocks and remnants of older rock. About 10 million years ago, the Sierra Nevada was uplifted and then tilted to form its relatively gentle western slopes and the more dramatic eastern slopes. The uplift increased the steepness of stream and riverbeds, resulting in formation of deep, narrow canyons. About 1 million years ago, snow and ice accumulated, forming glaciers at the higher alpine meadows that moved down the river valleys. Ice thickness in Yosemite Valley may have reached 4,000 feet during the early glacial episode. The downslope movement of the ice masses cut and sculpted the U-shaped valley that attracts so many visitors to its scenic vistas today. Table of Contents. Geography. History. Geology. Biology. Activities. Additional information. Geography. Yosemite National Park is located in the central Sierra Nevada of California. It takes 3.5 hours to drive to the park from San Francisco, and about 6 hours from Los Angeles. Yosemite is surrounded by wilderness areas: the Ansel Adams Wilderness to the southeast, the Hoover Wilderness to the northeast, and the Emigrant Wilderness to the north. The 1,200 square mile park contains thousands of lakes and ponds, 1,600 miles of streams, 800 miles of hiking trails, and 350 miles of roads. Two federally designated wild and scenic rivers, the Merced and the Tuolumne, begin within Yosemite's borders and flow west into the Central Valley of California. Annual park visitation exceeds 3.5 million, with most visitor use concentrated in the 7-square-mile area of Yosemite Valley. Rocks and erosion. Almost all of the landforms in the Yosemite area are cut from the granitic rock of the Sierra Nevada batholith. A batholith is a large mass of intrusive igneous rock that form deep below the surface. About 5% of the park, mostly in its eastern margin near Mount Dana, are from metamorphosed volcanic and sedimentary rocks. These rocks are called roof pendants because they were once the roof of the underlying granitic rock. Erosion, acting upon different types of uplift-created joint and fracture systems, is responsible for creating valleys, canyons, domes, and other features we see today. These joints and fracture systems do not move, and are therefore not faults. spacing between joints and fracture systems is largely due to the amount of silica in the granite and granodiorite rocks. More silica tends to create larger spaces between joints and fractures, and thus a more resistant rock. Pillars and columns, such as Washington Column and Lost Arrow, are created by cross joints. Erosion, acting on master joints, is responsible for creating valleys and later canyons. The single most erosive force over the last few million years has been from large alpine glaciers, which have turned the previously V-shaped river-cut valleys into U-shaped glacial-cut canyons, such as Yosemite Valley and Hetch Hetchy Valley. Exfoliation, caused by the tendency of crystals in plutonic rocks to expand at the surface, acting on granitic rock with widely spaced joints, is responsible for creating domes, such as Half Dome and North Dome, and inset arches, like Royal Arches. Popular features. Yosemite Valley represents only 1% of the park area, but this is where most visitors arrive and stay. El Capitan, a prominent granite cliff that looms over the valley, is one of the most popular world destinations for rock climbers because of its diverse range of difficulties and numerous established climbing routes in addition to its year-round accessibility. Impressive granite domes, such as Sentinel Dome and Half Dome, rise 3,000 and 4,800 feet, respectively, above the valley floor. The high country of Yosemite contains beautiful areas, such as Tuolumne Meadows, Dana Meadows, the Clark Range, the Cathedral Range, and the Kuna Crest. The Sierra Crest and the Pacific Crest Trail run through Yosemite, with peaks of red metamorphic rock, such as Mount Dana and Mount Gibbs, and granite peaks, such as Mount Conus. Mount Lyell is the highest point in the park. The park has three groves of ancient giant sequoia, Sequoia dendrum giganteum, trees, the Mariposa Grove of 200 trees, and the Tuolumne Grove of 25 trees, along with the Merced Grove of 20 trees. Giant sequoia are the most massive trees in the world, and are one of the tallest and longest lived. Coast redwoods that live along the northern Californian coast are the tallest, and the Great Basin Bristlecone Pine of eastern California are the oldest. These trees were once much more widespread before the last ice age began. Water and ice. Tuolumne and Merced River systems originate along the crest of the Sierra Nevada in the park and have carved river canyons 3,000 to 4,000 feet deep. The Tuolumne River drains the entire northern portion of the park, an area of approximately 680 square miles. The Merced River begins in the park's southern peaks, primarily the Cathedral and Clark Ranges, and drains an area of approximately 511 square miles. Hydrologic processes, including glaciation, flooding, and fluvial geomorphic response, have been fundamental in creating landforms in the park. The park also contains approximately 3,200 lakes, greater than 100 square meters in size, two reservoirs, and 1,700 miles of streams, all of which help form these two large watersheds. Wetlands in Yosemite occur in valley bottoms throughout the park, and are often hydrologically linked to nearby lakes and rivers through seasonal flooding and groundwater movement. Meadow habitats, distributed at elevations from 3,000 to 11,000 feet in the park, are generally wetlands, as are the riparian habitats found on the banks of Yosemite's numerous streams and rivers. Numerous sheer drops, glacial steps, and hanging valleys in the park provide many places for waterfalls to exist, especially during April, May, and June, the snowmelt season. Located in Yosemite Valley, the 2,425-foot-high Yosemite Falls is the highest in North America and the third highest in the world. Also in the valley is the much lower-volume Ribbon Falls, which has the highest single vertical drop, 1,612 feet. Perhaps the most prominent of Yosemite's waterfalls is Bridal Veil Fall, which is the waterfall seen from the Tunnel View viewpoint at the east end of the Wawona Tunnel. Wapana Falls in Hetch Hetchy Valley is another notable waterfall. All glaciers in the park are relatively small glaciers that occupy areas that are in almost permanent shade, such as north and southeast facing cirques. Lyell Glacier is the largest glacier in the Sierra Nevada, and therefore the park, and covers 160 acres, 65 hectares. None of the Yosemite glaciers are the remnants of the much, much larger Ice Age alpine glaciers responsible for sculpting the Yosemite landscape. Instead, they were formed during one of the neoglacial episodes that have occurred since the thawing of the Ice Age, such as the Little Ice Age. Global warming has reduced the number and size of glaciers around the world. Many Yosemite glaciers, including Merced Glacier, which was discovered by John Muir in 1871, and bolstered his glacial origins theory of the Yosemite area, has disappeared, and most of the others have lost up to 75% of their surface area. The area of the park has a Mediterranean climate, meaning almost all yearly precipitation normally falls during midwinter, and the other seasons are nearly dry. Less than 3% of precipitation falls in the typically long, hot summers. Due to orographic lift, precipitation increases with elevation until around 8,000 feet, when it slowly decreases to the crest. Precipitation amounts vary from 36 inches at 4,000 feet to 50 inches at 8,600 feet. Snow does not typically persist on the ground until November in the high country. It accumulates all winter and into March or early April. Temperature decreases with increasing elevation. Temperature extremes are moderated by the fact that Yosemite is only about 100 miles from the Pacific Ocean. An anticyclone sits off the coast of California in the summer, sending cool air masses toward the Sierra Nevada that result in clean, dry air in the Yosemite area. Mean daily temperatures range from 25 to 53 degrees Fahrenheit at Tuolumne Meadows at 8,600 feet. At the south entrance, near Wawona, elevation 6,192 feet, mean daily temperature ranges from 36 to 67 degrees Fahrenheit. At the lower elevations below 5,000 feet, temperatures are hotter. The mean daily high temperature at Yosemite Valley, elevation 3,966 feet, varies from 46 to 90 degrees Fahrenheit. At elevations above 8,000 feet, the hot, dry summer temperatures are moderated by frequent summer thunderstorms, along with snow that can persist into July. The combination of dry vegetation, low relative humidity, and thunderstorms result in frequent lightning-caused fires as well. History. See the related main article, History of the Yosemite Area. The Awanechi and the Mariposa Wars. Miwok and Paiute peoples lived in the area for decades before the first white explorations into the region. A band of Miwok called the Awanache lived in Yosemite Valley when the first Caucasians entered it. The California Gold Rush in the mid-19th century dramatically increased white travel in the area. United States Army Major James Savage led the Mariposa Battalion into Yosemite Valley in 1851, while in pursuit of around 200 Awanechis, led by Chief Tenaya, as part of the Mariposa Wars. Accounts from this battalion were the first confirmed cases of Caucasians entering the valley. Attached to Savage's unit was Dr. Lafayette Bunnell, the company physician, who later wrote about his awestruck impressions of the valley in The Discovery of the Yosemite. Bunnell is credited with naming the valley after what he thought was the name of the band they were pursuing. Correspondence and articles written by members of the battalion helped popularize the valley and the surrounding area. Tenaya and the rest of the Awanechi were eventually captured and their village burned. They were removed to a reservation near Fresno, California. Some were later allowed to return to the valley, but got in trouble after attacking a group of eight miners in 1852. The band fled to take refuge with the nearby Mono tribe, which betrayed its hospitality. Each Awanechi was tracked down and killed by the Mono. Early tourists. Entrepreneur James Mason Hutchings, artist Thomas Ayers, and two others ventured into the area in 1855, becoming the valley's first tourists. Hutchings wrote articles and books about this and later excursions in the area, and Iyer's sketches became the first accurate drawings of many prominent features. Photographer Charles Lender Weed took the first photographs of the valley's features in 1859. Later photographers included Ansel Adams. Wawona was an Indian encampment in what is now the southwestern part of the park. Settler Galen Clark discovered the Mariposa Grove of giant sequoia in Wawona in 1856. Simple lodgings were built, as were roads to the area. In 1879, the Wawona Hotel was built to serve tourists visiting the grove. As tourism increased, so did the number of trails and hotels. The Yosemite Grant. Concerned by the effects of commercial interests, several prominent people advocated for protection of the area. A park bill passed both houses of the U.S. Congress and was signed by President Abraham Lincoln on June 30, 1864, creating the Yosemite Grant. Yosemite Valley and the Mariposa Grove were ceded to California as a state park, and a board of commissioners was proclaimed 2 years later. Galen Clark was appointed by the commission as the grant's first guardian, but neither Grant nor the commissioners had the authority to evict homesteaders, which included Hutchings. The issue was not settled until 1875, when the land holdings were invalidated. Clark and the reigning commissioners were ousted in 1880, and Hutchings became the new park guardian. Access to the park by tourists improved in the early years of the park, and conditions in the valley were made more hospitable. Tourism started and significantly increased after the first transcontinental railroad was completed in 1869. But the long horseback ride needed to reach the area was a deterrent. Three stagecoach roads were built in the mid-1870s to provide better access to the growing number of visitors to the valley. Scottish-born naturalist John Muir first wrote many articles popularizing the area and increasing scientific interest in it. Muir was one of the first to theorize that the major landforms in Yosemite were created by large alpine glaciers, bucking established scientists such as Josiah Whitney, who regarded Muir as an amateur. Muir also wrote scientific papers on the area's biology. Increased protection efforts. Overgrazing of meadows, especially by sheep, logging of giant sequoia, and other damage caused Muir to become an advocate for further protection. Muir convinced prominent guests of the importance of putting the area under federal protection. One such guest was Robert Underwood Johnson, editor of Century Magazine. Through Johnson, he was able to help pass an act of Congress that created Yosemite National Park on October 1, 1890. The state of California, however, retained control of the valley and the grove. Muir also helped persuade local officials to virtually eliminate grazing from the Yosemite High Country. The newly created National Park came under the jurisdiction of the United States Army's 4th Cavalry Regiment on May 19, 1891, which set up camp in Wawona. By the late 1890s, sheep grazing was no longer a problem, and the Army made many other improvements. The cavalry could not intervene to help the worsening condition of the valley or the grove. Muir and his Sierra Club continued to lobby the government and influential people for the creation of a unified Yosemite National Park. Then, in May of 1903, Theodore Roosevelt, who was then President of the United States, camped with John Muir near Glacier Point for 3 days. On that trip, Muir convinced Roosevelt to take control of the valley and the grove away from California and give it to the federal government. In 1906, Roosevelt signed a bill that did precisely that. Later history. The National Park Service was formed in 1916, and Yosemite was transferred to the agency's jurisdiction. Tuolumne Meadows Lodge, Tioga Pass Road, and campgrounds at Tenaya and Merced Lakes were also completed in 1916. Automobiles started to enter the park in ever-increasing numbers following the construction of all-weather highways to the park. To the north of Yosemite Valley, but within the park, is Hetch Hetchy Valley, which was slated for flooding to create a reservoir and hydroelectric power plant to benefit faraway San Francisco. A nationally polarizing fight ensued, pitting preservationists like Muir and his Sierra Club against conservationists like Gifford Pinchot. The U.S. Congress eventually authorized the O'Shaughnessy Dam in 1913 through the passage of the Raker Act. Since then, preservationists have convinced Congress to set aside about 95% of the park in a highly protected wilderness area. The Park Service has also been moving away from allowing touristy inducements to visit the park, such as the famous firefall, in which red-hot embers were pushed off a cliff near Glacial Point at night. Increasing traffic congestion in Yosemite Valley during the summer months has also been an issue of concern. Proposals to exclude all automobiles in the summer that are not registered at a hotel or campground within the valley have been investigated. This would force all summer day-use visitors in the valley to use the free shuttle system, bike, or walk in the 7-mile-long valley.